to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer, your host for another edition of Purple Project Podcast, daily edition. What's up, K-State Nation? This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State coming at you, recording on this Sunday, late afternoon, early evening, here. I keep forgetting to reset that. There we go. So, all right, so I'm recording this, well, in between a blowout of the NFL, another blowout in the NFL, and the Chiefs and the Chargers later on. And I'm gonna get this set up right now. This is going to be coming from the football field here real quick. But again, we'll get it caught up here with basketball. I was at the basketball game today. Yep. Seeing the girls having to hold off Utah Tech. A lot more of that. And you'll get a kind of a small recap on K-State's win after a huge upset win against Iowa. That's going to actually, the Iowa recap's going to come out a couple days late, but it is what it is because I'm just coming back from a press conference. So, not press conference. A youth conference. That's what I meant. A youth conference there. So, I'm just trying to get it all squared away right now. Hopefully, you guys have enjoyed the content I put out this weekend. And, of course, there are going to be some fresh ones coming out once this comes out anyways. With the recap of the Iowa State, not Iowa. Jeez, I keep okay. Iowa upset, and of course the men having to fight through Kansas City. That's gonna come out tomorrow afternoon, and then I believe the road to Dallas will come out tomorrow night as well. So I got that scheduled for tomorrow night as well. It's officially wind down time for that. My documentary, all the way to, from the start of August, is officially winding down now. Got my last 20 miler in today. Was more like 20 and a half miles ran. But certainly I have a lot more motivation going in this one. I'll save that for that podcast there as well. So I just want to get you guys kind of take care of some business here. So you're going to be hearing a lot more basketball here along this week, because the Cayman Islands, the men's are out, the men's team is out there getting ready for their first game against Rhode Island tomorrow. So you're gonna be hearing a lot about postcast about basketball coming up this week on the show, along with in between, like the Road to Dallas edition in football, which of course K-State one win away from getting themselves to Arlington, having to hold off a pesky West Virginia team as expected. No surprise there. We knew West Virginia is going to try to put all the stops in this game in K-State. In K-State, this was really dicey early. It was, what, 9 and a half time. What, like 28-25, something like that, near halftime, something like that. And finally, K-State defense finally settled down. The loss to Colby Savage for the rest of the year definitely hurts. I did not have an opportunity. I did watch several highlights of the game. I'm going to have to go back and re-dissect everything again. See what happened there. But Will Howard had a monster game there. Looks like TCU's was already clinched. They're spot in the Big 12 title game. they had a comeback from behind again to beat Baylor in game-winning fashion, 29-28. And supposedly enough, if Texas lost to KU, then, of course, K-State would have locked themselves in. But, of course, that does not happen. No surprise for me, anyways, that KU just got ran through, over and around by Bijan Robinson, 55-14 in that game right there. Will Howard, once again, near 300 yards passing yesterday, 294. Another 6 on the ground for him. DJ Giddens, the leading rusher in this game, 78 yards on 12 totes and a touchdown there. Malik Knowles continues to play ball well. And since Will Howard has been at quarterback, I saw a stat, shout out Cole Manbeck of the 3-Mile Pod. He's reached over 500 yards in the last 4 or 5 games now. A late season surge by Malik Knowles there as well. Ben Sinnott also saw the end zone as well. 3 for 85 Knowles, I believe this is the third time this year he's gone over 100 yards. 111 yards receiving on six carries, and he saw the end zone on that bomb by Will Howard. How about Brennan Mott? He has really come on to his own here. Defensive end for, and nobody, I didn't see this coming. And we all, me and Alex, my co-host of the Pro Project Podcast weekly, we've always talked about this every single year since the Pro Project Podcast started. Which individual are we going to talk about that we were not talked about in the beginning of the year? This year seems to be Brennan Mott. Led the team with 8 tackles yesterday. Had an amazing 3 sacks on Green yesterday there in that charge there. So the defense finally, you get sacks from Mott, and you haven't really heard anything from Matlack, Nate Matlack, Matlack Island, I would call him. A lot of optimism there this year, but Brennan Mott stealing the headlines in this one, and particularly this game here with his 3 sacks there en route to the 48-31 win over West Virginia there. It was close at halftime there, but K-State found a way to settle down and to play ball, especially on the defense side. And that's going to get tested. That's going to get tested next 2 games. I mean, yes, KU is limping in here, but again, KU, once again, they're going to be motivated to do what's necessary to cause havoc here. So you want to do what you've been doing since I've gotten here, is to keep beating KU. That's that's really been the settlement. I haven't seen this team lose to KU since I set foot in Manhattan, Kansas, all the way back to 2010. I have not seen it. So hopefully that continues. And you're at home. The crowd's going to get hyped up. I believe temperature's going to be in the high 30s, somewhere in there, low 30s. So it's your typical November Thanksgiving week football game here with everything on the line. KU. And KU is going to try to play spoiler. And they have the team to do it. But I believe my team better, obviously. Alum of K-State. You know what it is. But definitely, everything's aligned for that rematch here that we probably hope to get in another week. So we'll see what happens there at that. So definitely TCU uses late magic again. They're behind 8 with 4 minutes to go in that game and found a way to win that ball game. It seemed to me that Cinderella this year. TCU has that glass slipper on them this year. That is for sure. They caught a few breaks on the way as well. But hey, I mean, we've been wanting that rematch ever since we had that bitter taste in our mouth leaving Fort Worth several weeks ago there. So, but we have to take care of our own business here and try to knock out KU on Saturday night in prime time on Fox to send us to Arlington. A lot to discuss on this week's weekly edition, Thanksgiving style. My co-host Alex right now is, I believe, at SoFi right now. So hopefully I'll get the message out to him. We'll see. We might be able to do this on Wednesday. Since I have no youth group going on this Wednesday because of the Thanksgiving holiday. So it'll just be the one episode this week. Ain't going to be no double episodes, none of that. It's going to be big, big, big episode. Just like your Thanksgiving lunch or dinner. Whatever it is that you do for your family-wise as well. So definitely looking forward to that. Talking KU. And who knows, maybe I can get another get or a possible crossover. We'll see what happens on that front. But K-State on the football field wins, beats West Virginia 48-31, pulling away in the second half. The women's basketball team, clean sweep this weekend. Including the upset of number 4, Iowa. You had to fend off Utah Tech today, which I saw. More on that in the postcast. And then you bounce back. They did a really good job of handling Texas Rio Grande Day after an emotional win there back on Thursday night. So a lot to come on the basketball front of the Pearl Project Podcast. I am not sure about, for the time being, about episodes this weekend. We'll have to wait and see. Probably, let's see. The Thanksgiving episode will probably be coming out on Friday this week, and we'll see about weekend episodes this week, unless something important breaks. I'll have it for you here on the Purple Project Podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast, folks. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. You've been listening to us for the excuse me, most of the fall semester, I am still getting over this cold that I got after the Texas game or whatever. Still getting over it. But I'm nearly in the finish line. So I said that last week. I know I said that last week, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there, but I sound a lot better than I did when I had it. But yeah, anyways, so I appreciate you. And again, make sure you spread the word. You're a big listener of this podcast. Make sure you spread the word. Tell your other K-State peeps about the Pearl Project Podcast. Big week coming up featuring Thanksgiving. And can K-State punch their ticket later on this week in a new week against their rival KU on Saturday night on Fox?